Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I've heard 1,000 stories, different stories. You know, this group says you're this way. Some people in the media may think you're this way. This group says you're this way. But God, like, what, Jesus, what did you say about God that seemed to be so provocative for the religious community and welcoming for those who weren't in it? When he taught us to pray, he said, our Father. And that was like, it got him into a lot of trouble with people who wanted God to be distant and severely judgmental and a perfectionist as opposed to a father. So that seemed, you know, it's been a real healing song for me personally, for Tony personally, and as a community, as a church.
For many, obviously.
Yeah, as you start to just sing that, some of these harmful lenses are replaced by that picture, whether you had a great father or an absent one, God wants to be that place.
Oh, when I heard 1,000 stories, what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know that we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.